This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Fellowship President and CEO Yael Eckstein shares from her audiobook, Generation to Generation, about the Jewish holiday of Purim, celebrated this week, that commemorates the story of Queen Esther and the lessons about courage that it teaches.
While Esther was queen, an evil man named Haman plotted to kill all the Jewish people. Mordechai informed Esther of the looming threat and instructed her to go before the king and beg for mercy for her people. Esther accepted the mission, requesting that the nation of Israel fast on her behalf, and ultimately succeeded in saving her people. Today, Purim, which means lots in ancient Babylonian, and recalls the lots that Haman drew to determine the day of destruction for the Jews, is celebrated on the 14th day of the Hebrew month Adar. The day before Purim is known as the Fast of Esther, and Jews fast in remembrance of the original fast requested by Esther. On Purim itself, the Book of Esther is read, a feast is held, and the directives of Mordechai and Esther to give gifts to the needy and send food to friends in order to increase friendship are fulfilled, as is outlined in Esther 9:20-22. Another prominent custom of the day that has evolved over the years is to dress up in costumes in order to demonstrate that things are not as they seem. While the hand of God is evident throughout the story of Esther, his name is never mentioned in the text itself. On Purim, we remember that even though God often seems hidden or disguised in our lives, he is always there.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As we celebrate Purim and Women's History Month, discover the Book of Esther and her courageous stand against persecution by visiting holylandradio.org.